And the fourth case of the morning is number 09-1753, Stroytovo, Bulgaria versus Bulgarian American. I did my best with the name, counsel.
Very well, Your Honor. Stroytovo, Your Honor, may it please the court. My name is Philip Mussolino. I'm counsel for Stroytovo, Bulgaria Limited, plaintiff below, and here. As long as we're doing terminology, Your Honor, the Bulgarian American Credit Bank is the Bulgarian subsidiary. I'll refer to it as a bank. And the Chicago company, the Bulgarian American Enterprise Fund, I'll refer to by its acronym BAEF. And those are the definitions and the shorthands we've used in the briefs. The only issue here on appeal and the only decision that was made by the district court below was its grant of a motion to dismiss based on forum nonconvenience grounds. The district court concluding that Bulgarian courts constituted an available, adequate...
Could you speak up just a little bit?
Yes, I can. The district court concluding that Bulgarian courts constituted an alternative forum that was both available and adequate. Our position is that if this case is not heard here in Chicago, litigating against both the Bulgarian subsidiary and the Chicago corporation, that it won't be heard anywhere. The case having been transferred from Washington, D.C., it is not going to be litigated and it will not be heard in Bulgaria, and that was the issue that was joined below. We conducted discovery in the case on this particular issue, and each party adduced testimony from experts. We had two experts, and the defendant had one expert. Our experts jointly opined, among other things, setting aside issues for the time being of corruption and resources, that the particular claims, even setting aside the RICO claims in this case, could not conceivably be heard in a Bulgarian court for the following reasons. First, claims against corporations cannot include in Bulgaria tort claims. That is to say, tort claims are viewed in Bulgaria as claims that can be brought against individuals. There are no individuals in this case. There are only two corporate defendants. There are no individuals contemplated to be defendants in this case. Secondly, our experts opine that even if tort claims could be brought, they could only be brought in the context of a criminal proceeding over which our clients have no control and which may or may not have resulted in any kind of civil or remedial remedy. Third, our experts opined that if a case were to be brought similar to, if not identical to, the case that we originally brought in Washington and transferred here, any tort claims would have to be brought separately from any contract claims. And our experts opined that because of the distinct nature of the two corporations, those particular corporations could not be joined in the same lawsuit. So we would end up with three or four lawsuits pending in Bulgaria, even if the tort claims could be brought in a civil context. The end result of the opinion was that because BAEF, the Chicago parent of the Bulgarian subsidiary, was not sued on the contract claim because it was not a signatory to the contract in the first place, that since no tort claims could be brought against it as a corporation, as a legal entity, is the phrase in Bulgarian law, that there was no way to bring any claim similar in any way to the contract or tort claims that were brought in the case in Washington and transferred to Chicago.
I thought the testimony was that the contract claims could be litigated.
The contract claims can be brought.
The tort claims are problematic, but the law of forum nonconvenience doesn't require that there be identical or even similar claims capable of being litigated in the other forum, just that the subject matter at issue in the suit could be litigated.
Correct, Your Honor, but there is no contract claim that can be brought against BAEF because the only contract that was signed in this case was signed by the Bulgarian bank subsidiary. So the one contract count that's in this case was brought only against the Bulgarian subsidiary, leaving no claims of any kind cognizable in Bulgaria against BAEF, the Chicago parent. So true enough, the contract claims can be brought, although possibly in separate proceedings. If we had a contract claim against BAEF, conceivably we could have brought it under the Bulgarian Contracts and Obligations Statute. But we didn't assert a contract claim. I don't see a contract claim that could be made. We haven't alleged any kind of alter ego or piercing of the corporate veil type of claim in this complaint, nor do I see the basis for it. So the end result of the court's ruling, according to our expert, is that there is no claim cognizable in Bulgaria, similar in any way, much less identical to the claims we brought in this case.
Well, the district court held that the heart of the dispute was really between the bank and your client. Those are the parties to the various transactions at issue here, and this is basically about those transactions and the conduct surrounding them. What's wrong with that conclusion?
That would be a relevant distinction, Your Honor, if the court were trying to decide whether or not to take the claims against the bank and have them litigated in Bulgaria. But it's not as if we haven't asserted very specific claims against BAEF. So in theory, the trial judge making that decision could have said, well, there are no claims you can possibly bring against the bank in Bulgaria, but you can bring them here under American law, and therefore the claim against BAEF can stay here, but the claims against the bank have to be brought in Bulgaria. But the end result of saying to us that that you have claims against the Chicago entity which are going to die because they can't be litigated here, but close enough you can bring a claim against a Bulgarian bank, we think takes our case and changes it so much by stripping from us one of the two defendants that we think is equally liable for the conduct.
Well, but the focus in forum nonconvenience analysis is not necessarily on the particular claims that have been brought, but what is the subject matter of the dispute here? And the subject matter of the dispute centers on the transactions between your client and the Bulgarian bank.
Well, part of the subject matter, if that were the case, Your Honor, we would have no claims against BAEF in the first place. But remember, we allege that this that among other things, BAEF violated its obligations under the U.S. SEED Act because, of course, this whole transaction was funded by the SEED Act, the act created by Congress to promote capital ventures in Eastern Europe. And we allege that the bank, which had supervisory which was supervised by BAEF, including BAEF implementing daily or regular supervisory procedures, made BAEF as liable as the bank. The end result is we agree that many of the actions took place in Bulgaria as a result of the contract between the bank subsidiary and my client, but that doesn't undo our claims against BAEF. So I don't think forum non-
private cause of action.
Pardon?
There isn't any cause of action under the SEED Act.
No, we didn't assert there was one, Your Honor. Although we did assert that there are obligations created by the SEED Act which will inform the tort claims against BAEF.
How does that work?
Well, because BAEF has certain underwriting and supervisory responsibilities and has to report to USAID every 6 months and has to oversee the actions of its subsidiary.
That sounds like a claim under the SEED Act, which is non-existent.
No, our position is that would be evidence of the standard that's applicable against BAEF for purposes of determining whether it failed or didn't fail to meet its various obligations. So we're not asserting a claim, we're not asserting a private right of action under the SEED Act, but we are saying it's outside of the sort of the jurisdictional context. We are saying the SEED Act is relevant because the SEED Act provides guidance for determining what the bank's actions should or shouldn't be. Not the exclusive piece of evidence for it, but certainly would be a relevant piece of evidence to determine whether BAEF was properly supervising and properly expending American taxpayer dollars. I focused my discussions on the sort of the positions that our experts took with respect to Bulgarian law, but in 2008, rather than, as we say in our brief, simply have our experts disputing their experts, we took the complaint, filed it in Varna, which was a relevant court in Bulgaria that had venue and jurisdiction over the case, and Judge Terzicka on September 16, 2008, and we've repeated the entire text of her ruling, from our view, resolve the disputes between the experts by specifically ruling, among other things, that you could not bring a claim sounding in American law in Bulgaria, that you could not bring a tort claim against legal entities in Bulgaria, that you had to split up the cases in any event into two, three, or four parties, and that many of the damages claims weren't cognizable in Bulgaria. inviting the parties to go back and restate the claim. But the trial judge viewed that, and here is where I believe the trial judge made an error that is reversible. The trial judge interpreted that ruling as nothing more than an instruction to the plaintiffs, my client, to go back and recast its complaint in a matter that conforms with Bulgarian law. And this addresses the court's question about whether, though the claims aren't identical, there is a sufficient remedy available so that the Bulgarian courts become an alternative and adequate forum. Our position is that this ruling makes clear that there was no remedy of any kind available against BAEF. I understand the court's position that there's still a remedy against the bank, but I think that's not just a difference in degree between similar and identical. If the end result is we have no remedies of any kind available to us against one of the two defendants, then that changes the nature of the case entirely. It's not merely similar. That means there is no particular remedy against one of the two defendants. The court could have split up its ruling had it chosen to do so, having, as the court points out, concluded that BAEF was not the primary defendant in the case. It is nonetheless one of the two defendants in this case. And while the court was free to prioritize its various motions that were pending, including the motions to dismiss for lack of personal jurisdiction that was filed by the bank, the court could have, for instance, addressed that 12b2 motion, dismissed out the bank, which would have disposed of course, the difficulty that's inherent in trying to decide whether losing defendants is the same as a modification but not a complete elimination of the rights and remedies you have under a case. So I disagree with the notion that being allowed to keep one defendant instead of two is not so significant a change that, in fact, you don't have a remedy anymore.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Mr. Steve?
May it please the court, the judgment of the district court should be affirmed because the court did not abuse its discretion in dismissing this case on forum non-convenience grounds. I think it's undisputed that this dispute is centered by its very nature in Bulgaria. It arises from a loan agreement that was governed by Bulgarian law, that was executed in Bulgaria by Bulgarians, that was pertaining to a construction project in Bulgaria, and in fact was the subject of prior litigation in Bulgaria. Now, the court correctly concluded that based on those facts, this case is more appropriately litigated in Bulgaria. And the court, I don't think there's any argument by the plaintiff in this case that the court somehow applied an erroneous legal standard. What the plaintiff is simply doing is challenging the way in which the court weighted and balanced those various factors. I would submit that the court's decision was logical, based on common sense, and fully supported by the record. Now, as the court's aware, the case may be dismissed under the doctrine of forum nonconvenience if there are two requirements that are satisfied. First, if the Bulgaria is an adequate alternative forum. And that requires that we show both that it's available, which I believe is undisputed. There's no argument in the case that the defendants are subject to service of process in Bulgaria. And second, that it's adequate. And that's where I think plaintiff's counsel spent most of his argument today, so I want to spend just a minute on that. The issue on the adequacy prong is whether or not the parties will be deprived of all remedies or treated unfairly. This court has repeatedly held that the test is not that there's an overlap or that you get an American equivalent. Rather, there just has to be some potential avenue for redress. That's an exact quote from this court's Campbell decision. And what the district court found is that, in fact, there are several areas of recovery against both the bank and, frankly, BAEF in this case. And I'd like to just identify those for the court. First of all, the court took into account that the plaintiff's own experts admitted that there are remedies in Bulgaria for at least part of the claims in the case. And, in fact, BAEF's expert, Mr. Chernev, specifically testified that there are remedies available for the claims under Bulgarian law. It is undisputed that there are contract claims available under the Bulgarian Obligations and Contracts Act against the bank. There is apparently some dispute between the experts on whether or not tort claims are available against the bank and BAEF. I would point out to the court that our experts submitted an affidavit, and there's deposition testimony that under Article 49 and Article 50 of the Obligation and Contracts Act, he believed that, in fact, tort claims are available against BAEF in Bulgaria. And I think it's worth pointing out that the plaintiff itself has asserted against BAEF in this case a claim for violation of Bulgarian law. I think it's count 8, if I remember correctly, but it's a count under Section 20 of the Bulgarian Contracts and Obligations Act. That's asserted against both defendants. So the plaintiff in its own complaint here has asserted that, in fact, there is a claim available under Bulgarian law against the bank and the fund. So the district court in no way made any kind of factual or legal error in concluding that there were adequate remedies available in Bulgaria for this dispute. The remaining part of the test, as the court is aware, is just a balancing of the private and public interest factors. The court spent quite a bit of time going through that, I think did a comprehensive review in its opinion. It found that the private interest factors overwhelmingly supported a dismissal in favor of Bulgaria because most, if not all, of the witnesses, documents, and evidence are located in Bulgaria. The court had no power to compel unwilling Bulgarian witnesses to appear here, and that there were significant translation and logistical costs that would be incurred by trying to try this case in Chicago involving Bulgarians. On the public side, the court correctly noted that there was really no significant difference in the time to trial between Chicago and Bulgaria, and the court held that the Bulgarian courts have the foremost interest in resolving this dispute since, as I said, by its nature, it involves Bulgarian companies, a Bulgarian contract, and Bulgarian law. And the court correctly noted that Chicago and the district court here has, at best, a passing interest in this dispute. And for that reason, it would be inappropriate to burden the citizens of the Northern District of Illinois with having to try and resolve this dispute. Finally, the court correctly noted that it would have to learn and apply Bulgarian law, since the plaintiff has asserted at least one claim under Bulgarian law, and that that was a factor that tipped the scales in part in favor of the transfer.
Well, you have a language issue also, I guess. That's what concerned me. I don't know exactly who testifies and in what language, but...
Well, Your Honor, I did take some discovery over there, and it was in Bulgarian. I'll tell you, it was very difficult. It's the Cyrillic alphabet. I had a tough time even finding where I was going, but it would be in Bulgaria. All of the documents, almost all of the documents, are in Bulgarian. We've had to incur substantial expense translating those, and that's another factor that the court noted below as a reason for transfer or for dismissing this case in favor of Bulgaria. So in sum, Your Honor, the district court carefully considered all of the plaintiff's claims and the evidence. It balanced the competing factors, and I would submit reached really a common sense result here, which is this case belongs in Bulgaria. There is really nothing connecting this case to Chicago other than the fact that my client, the parent company, who wasn't even involved in the underlying transaction, the parent company happens to have its office here in Chicago. So unless the court has any questions, I would ask that the judgment be affirmed.
All right. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Judge.
Mr. Mussolino, your time had expired, but you may have 1 minute in rebuttal if you've got something else to add.
Just one point on the public and private factors, Your Honor. The trial judge included in that category the filing fee issue. And as we pointed out in our brief, and we've had substantial discussion about it, whether or not it fits in sort of the preliminary threshold test of availability or adequacy or in the private public factors, we established, it seems to me, without any dispute, that the filing fee for this case would have been $1.2 million. Even if you take out the RICO trebles, the filing fee would have been $400,000. We had an affidavit from our client which went undisputed that those filing fees are so far beyond the ability of our client to pay that it was impossible to do so. So we can talk all we want about all the experts and their opinions on what can and can't be heard in Bulgaria. The one thing that's indisputable is there was going to be a filing fee of no less than $400,000, which for reasons including the torts that we allege in this case are beyond the ability of my client to pay. The briefs are replete with discovery discussions about filing fees, Your Honor. But the simplest argument is no matter what can be or can't be heard in Bulgaria, my colleague and I have our disputes, there is no way this case can go forward in Bulgaria. Unless it goes forward here, it's not going forward anywhere. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel. Our thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.